And that which she'd been resisting her whole life, she was deep in debt by that point in her company. It gave her the license to say, instead of trying to be a better person, what if I indulge myself? What if I let myself go into this undertow, give in to the racist feelings I have in me? She lived close to the border, give in to the misogynist feelings. And it felt to her, she experienced it, she described it as a liberation. She felt free, giving in to her worst impulses. And I saw that play out again and again in the lives of people who you wouldn't expect. They weren't the usual suspects. You wouldn't suspect would be drawn into that undertow. And you said the global fascist moment. Yeah, I think it's worth understanding, because the temptation is a sort of the American exceptionalism of Trump, this sort of unique figure who was able to open the door to change that vernacular. And, you know, as Democracy Now! Does such a wonderful job doing, is there's fascism around, there always has been, but there has been around the globe now. So we have, you know, we have Erdogan in Turkey, the Trump of Turkey. We had recently the Trump of Brazil. There is a Buddhist monk in Myanmar who calls himself the Trump of Myanmar, who has led a kind of genocidal campaign. It is a global fascist moment that is coming out of all kinds of forces, of the failure of neoliberalism, of the pandemic. And I think to take it back to the intimate of these individual lives, of grief unprocessed, the grief at loss. She thinks her place as a white person is being lost. That's not a legitimate grief, but it's there. But also the grief of the pandemic, the grief of climate change. But she doesn't process it. She turns it into rage, and she calls that rage love. And that is what you see with all the January 6ers I spoke to, is driving them into the Capitol and driving them now out into a more dispersed kind of simmering conflict.
And, of course, this week, the Hungarian prime minister, the far right, Orban, tweeted his support for President Trump. And you have Marjorie Taylor Greene comparing Trump being arrested to Nelson Mandela to Jesus. But finally, Jesus. You start the book with Harry Belafonte. You end with the Weavers, of course, Pete Seeger apart. Why?
Partly because I couldn't stand to take my readers on this dark tour without some hope. But the hope I'm looking for is not the cheap grace of, we can do it. I spent a lot of time with the great Harry Belafonte, Lehaise, a part of the Weavers. You know him from If I Had a Hammer and Kisses Sweeter Than Wine. You know Harry Belafonte from Deo, the Banana Boat song. I sang these songs in elementary school. I didn't know they were radical songs. I didn't know they were freedom songs. I wanted to understand the deeper struggle, the long struggle, to give us some hope. Because Harry Belafonte, in his 90s now, he's an angry man. He's still angry. He knows that the civil rights movement, in which he was absolutely instrumental, it did not succeed at nearly all that he hoped. The struggle is long. So what do you do, he says. He says, it's not so much where your anger comes from, it's what you do with it. And what do? You sing your song, and then you give it away. You take it from the top, and you keep singing. This is this call to an imagination, a thread of beauty that I try to run through this dark story, because I think if we're going to find our way through the Trumpocene, it's not going to be by returning to some normal that was never that great, but by following the model of these long ago singers, in many ways, unfortunately forgotten, but had a vision of a liberationist politics, which can meet fascism in a way that Chuck Schumer, say, cannot.
Jeff Charlotte, we want to thank you so much. The book, The Undertow. I'm Amy Goodman with Nermeen Sheikh.
Hi, I'm Melinda Crawford, a Scottish fiddler, and you're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh.
Everybody ready?
Mm-hmm.
Well, hello there, everybody, and welcome to another exciting episode of Whiskey Before Breakfast, or the Riz program, depending on where you are situated. I am Mando Richard, and for episode number 2313, we've got lots of good stuff picked out. We've got our Lick It Up set, like we always do. We'll close down on the gospel side of the family. In between, we've got lots of great music, old and new. And, of course, we'll hear from Woody Snyder as well. Well, let's go ahead and get things started, shall we? From up in Michigan, here come the Rhythm Billies with Little Stream of Whiskey.
Western water tank one cold December day, outside a rusty boxcar a dying hobo lay. Beside him stood his partner with low and bowed down head. He was thinking about the last words his dying buddy said. I'm going to a better place where everything is right, where the handouts grow on bushes and sleep out every night, where you never have to work at all or even change your socks, and a little stream of whiskey comes flowing down the rock. At all, 'cause I'm just a hobo and I'm going to leave you all. Tell her not to grieve for me nor tear her eyes one squirt. I'm going to a better place where I'll never have to work. I'm going to a better place where everything is right, where the handouts grow on bushes and sleep out every night, where you never have to work at all or even change your socks, and a little stream of whiskey comes flowing down the rock. Hark, I hear a whistle blow, a better catcher on the fly. Beer, I'd like to have one more before I die. Won't you tell that old conductor just where I long to stop to get a drink of whiskey that's flowing down the rock. I'm going to a better place where everything is right, where the handouts grow on bushes and sleep out every night, where you never have to railroad or even change your socks, and a little stream of whiskey comes flowing down the rock. Farewell, partner, hobo, I hate to say goodbye. I hear my train coming and my time is drawing nigh. His partner's head fell back, he sung his last refrain. His partner grabbed his hat and boots and he caught that eastbound train. I'm going to a better place where everything is right, where the handouts grow on bushes and sleep out every night, where you never have to railroad or even change your socks, and a little stretch
whiskey comes flowing down the rocks. I'm going to a better place where everything is right, where the handouts grow on bushes and sleep out every night, where you never have to railroad or even change your socks, and a little stream of whiskey comes flowing down the rocks.
In every family, small conversations can make a big impact. Like when my dad shared his experiences as an alcoholic.
Your honesty about that part of your life gave me a sense of integrity that I wanted to uphold in my own life.
I wanted you to know from someone who's been in recovery more than 30 years now that hard work is what creates success, not alcohol or other drugs. I said it a lot, and I'm glad you took it to heart.
Talk. They hear you. For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
You're listening to Whiskey Before Breakfast with Mando Richard, fully endorsed by the Big Possum String Band.
And now we're going to have a bit of Baby Stovepipe with some Whiskey Before Breakfast. Let her go! Get that stovepipe sound.
Hesitate. Hey, Jimmy. Yeah. Well, I was born in England, I was raised in France. clothes, but they didn't send the pants. Tell me
how long, but did I have to wait? Oh, can I get you now? I must have hesitate.
If you don't like the peaches, don't you shake your tree. Tell me
how long, or do I have to wait? Oh, can I get you now, or must I hesitate?
Well, the sun comes back and the first quail's call. Follow the drinking gourd. For the old man's waiting to carry you to freedom. Follow the drinking gourd. Thank you. carry you to freedom. Follow the drinking gold.
Follow the drinking gold. Follow the drinking gold. Oh, the old man's waiting to carry you to freedom. Follow the drinking gold.
While you listen to Tim Ball and his pals play Sugar in the Gourd from Tim Ball's new record, Upstate Crossroads, came out in early 2023, I will tell you about our Liquored Up set, which we started Whiskey Before Breakfast or the Roots program, depending on where you might be located. We start off on the old time side of the family, didn't we, with the Rhythm Billies doing a little stream of whiskey from their 2004 record, North of North Carolina. I'll say they're from up in Michigan. Then we heard from John Hoffman and Mac Benford doing Don't Drink Nothing But Corn from their 2007 record, It's About Time. Then Robin and Linda Williams gave us If the River Was Whiskey or the Hesitation Blues, and that was Jim Watson doing the lead singing. That's from their 2007 record, Radio Songs. And the last thing was Tim O'Brien doing the singing on Follow the Drinking Gourd from Bill Evans, the banjo player, Bill Evans, record In Good Company that came out in 2012. Well, you're going to be in good company in just a moment. I'll get Woody Snyder on the line.
Well, Woody Snyder has graciously agreed to join me here on Whiskey Before Breakfast or the Roots program. Thanks for joining us, Woody.
Well, thanks for inviting me there, Mando Richard. I think I have a really nice variety of music that might be of interest for you and for the rest of the people listening.
Well, you've got fast songs and slow songs and bluegrass songs and country songs. You've got some great songs picked out. Thank you so much. Now, the first one you and I were just talking off the air is from one of Doyle Lawson's records from about 2006. What'd you pick out?
I picked out the Blue Train.
Flashing down the railroad track, blue smoke falling from the old smokestack. Oh, blue train, don't leave me behind. Blue steam flying from a blue choo-choo, wheels a-winding along some blues. Oh, blue train of the Heartbreak Railroad line. Train.
just lost that darling of mine.
Said she loved me true, then she ran off with someone new. Old blue train, don't leave me behind. Let me ride until I lose these doggone awful blues. Old blue train of the heartbreak railroad line. Blue train. Lost that darling of mine, blue train. We're coming in on time, blue
Tennessee. Sunny Tennessee, you'll love her when you see sweet Jenny Lee. Each little bird is singing merrily, just getting set to see sweet Jenny Lee.
She's got a certain something in her style, she's got a bit of heaven in her smile.
And she promised me that she'd say yes siree, and that's good enough for me, sweet Jenny Lee. Tennessee, you'll love her when you see sweet Jenny Lee. Each little bird is singing merrily, just getting set to see sweet Jenny Lee.
She's got a certain something in her style, she's got a bit of heaven in her smile.
She promised me that she'd say yes siree, and that's good enough for me, sweet Jenny Lee.
Fiddle now.
Sunny Tennessee, you'll love her when you see sweet Jenny Lee. And each little bird is singing merrily, just getting set to see sweet Jenny Lee.
She's got a certain something in her style, she's got a bit of heaven in her smile.
She promised me that she'd say yes to me, and it's good enough for me, sweet Jenny Lee.
Swinging Jenny Lee.
Thank you.
100,000 miles. Broke down truck, I crawled out of Nashville on a broken down lock. Fallen to rust at the hems and the seams. She's painted the color of broken down dreams. Rust in a race, wears thin as a dime. My 58 Apache gets to work on time, singing. She's a rolling on home, you're singing. Hallelujah, hallelujah, baby. Hallelujah, standing all alone.
She's a rolling on home singing. Hallelujah, hallelujah, baby. Hallelujah. 7 or 8. Losing weight without speed eating sunflower seeds. Drinking lots of carrot juice and soaking ovaries. But at night I'd have these wonderful dreams. Some kind of sensuous treat. Not zucchini, fettuccine, bulgur wheat. But a big warm bun and a huge hunk of meat. Cheeseburger in paradise. Heaven on earth with an onion slice. Not too particular, not too precise. I'm just a cheeseburger in paradise. Heard about the old time sailor men. They eat the same thing again and again. Warm beer and bread, they said, could raise the dead. Well, it reminds me of the menu at a holiday. When I'm in port, I get what I need. Not just Havanas or bananas or daiquiris, but that America creation on which I feed. Cheeseburger in paradise. Medium rare with mustard be nice. Heaven on earth with an onion slice. I'm just a cheeseburger in paradise.
Set of music that Woody Snyder's picked out for us here on Whiskey Before Breakfast, or the Roots program, depending on where you are listening. But before Woody and I tell you about the music you've just heard, I should tell you that you're listening to Mike Compton and Norman Blake do Kiss Me Waltz from their 2016 record, Gallop to Georgia. Back at the beginning of the set, Woody picked out Doyle Lawson doing Blue Train.
Yeah, it was a good song written by John Loudermilk.
Well, nothing like starting with a fast bluegrass song to get your blood going, eh? All right, well then next you picked out something from that really special record that Willie Nelson put out with Asleep at the Wheel back in 2009 called Willie and the Wheel.
I picked out Sweet Jenny Lee. Willie and the Wheel, of course, Willie Nelson and Asleep at the Wheel. Ray Benson was the kind of leader there. I think it's a fun song and really enjoyable to listen to, I think.
Then up next was a record that I'm not positive, but I may have turned you on to it, from the Real Time Travelers, Living Real Time, Thinking Old Time. And you picked out a really, really soulful version of a Martha Scanlon song.
Yes, simply called Hallelujah, which is right. It's old-time music, but Martha Scanlon wrote the song. And she is quite a good fiddle player. And what I thought, this is a song that I really enjoy listening to. It's one of my favorites.
Then up next, you went over to the thoroughly commercial folk rock side of the family for something from Jimmy Buffett.
Yeah, Jimmy Buffett. If you're getting hungry, Cheeseburger in Paradise. I just had to get it kind of like played. Jimmy Buffett's fun. It's a fun song. And you know what? He's quite a businessman. He has his own restaurants too. So when he's selling cheeseburgers in paradise, I think he means, you know, come to my store.
Woody, thanks so much for picking out those songs. And you've got one more to pick out from a band that you and I both like to play on the radio. Amanda Ann Platt and the Honeycutters.
Yep, Jukebox. They're from the Asheville, North Carolina. She wrote the song too, which I looked it up and I thought that was really a bit of a surprise. But Honeycutters are another one of my favorite bands to listen to. They really have a great style and it's fairly new and they're fairly young. The Honeycutters are really joyful.
All right, Woody. Well, thank you so much for sharing this music with us today.
Well, you're certainly welcome. Again, thanks for having me come on. I really want to enjoy putting songs like this out here.
Thank you, Woody. Here come Amanda Ann Platt and the Honeycutters doing Jukebox right here on Whiskey Before Breakfast or the Roots program.
You can't live without. I just want to make you smile. So don't go calling me the angel on your doorstep, because I fell just like all the rest. I was too broke down to fly. Cause it seems your luck has all been shot, and you got nothing left to promise God. Just start listening anyhow. Oh, but I'm still here, and I've been waiting my whole life for someone just to see me twice. The way you're looking at me now. Sounds wrong, it's only a song.
The sky. no breaks. Keep them doing what it takes. In the street a fever's burning. I can feel the screw a turning. I'm not here to save. I know what a dead man feels. Might be time to abandon caution. A little action instead of talking. Play a little revolutionary. Curfews, quarantines, whoever thought we'd see these things? Rooftops are lined with marksmen, the sea is warm, the sky has darkened. I'm not laying blame, I'm seeing a big reveal. Might be time to explore the options, keep the good calls out the rotten. Play a little revolutionary. Time to abandon caution. A little action instead of talking. Play a little revolutionary. Play a little revolutionary. Play a little revolutionary.
Afraid. No occupation.
Take the one you want.
And while you listen to the House of Hamill play The Crow from their 2018 record March Through Storms, I'll tell you about that last set of music here on Whiskey Before Breakfast or the Roots program, depending on where you are located. Back at the beginning of the set, Woody Snyder picked out Amanda Ann Platt and the Honeycutters doing Jukebox. And then it was my turn. What did I pick out? Oh, the first thing I picked out was from Campbell and Schmidt, a trio from Nebraska. And they did Sunshine on My Soul from their new record, Game Is On. I picked out something else from a new record from Grant Peoples, P-E-E-P-L-E-S, Grant Peoples record, A Murder of Songs. Yes, murder in the sense of a group of crows. Indeed, the cover jacket is filled with artwork of crows. Anyway, from Grant Peoples' A Murder of Songs record, which just came out, you heard Revolutionary Reel. Then we went back to one of my favorite emo folk records from last year, Stella Prince's 18. And she recorded that when she was 17, and indeed, we heard the title track 18. And House of Hamill and the track before this from Pear Down. Both of those bands will be appearing for Songspace in the greater Pittsburgh area on April 1st. So if you're in Pittsburgh, look for them. If not, look for them online. And from Pear Down, we heard No Occupation from their release Authentic Guitar. And again, in the background, you're hearing the House of Hamill play The Crow. It is time for our mid-station. It is time for our mid-show station break, but hang on. We'll be back with more great music. You are listening to Whiskey Before Breakfast on WRCT Pittsburgh, WVUD and WVUD HD1 Newark, Delaware, WUTC and WUTC HD1 Chattanooga, Tennessee, WKYWLP Kaiser, West Virginia, or Tube City Online Radio from McKeesport, Pennsylvania at WMCK.fm.
Adoption of teens from foster care is a topic not enough people know about, and we're here to change that. I'm April Dinwiddie, host of the new podcast, Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Each episode brings you compelling real-life adoption stories told by the families that live them with commentary from experts. Visit adoptuskids.org/podcast or subscribe to Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Administration for Children and Families and the Ad Council.
Hey there, it's the Mockster from WRCT's own Friday night extravaganza, Viva La Mock, reminding you that you're listening to Whiskey Before Breakfast with my good friend, Mando Richard. But then again, unless you're a first-time listener, you probably already knew what you're listening to, right? Huh? Right? And if not, maybe, just maybe you've had a little too much whiskey before breakfast, if you know what I mean.
Spack Brothers Pizza joins you in supporting WRCT Pittsburgh. Spack Brothers Pizza offers pizza, hoagies, and wings while specializing in vegan and vegetarian alternatives. Spack Brothers Pizza uses no refined sugars in its sauce and unbleached flour in its dough. Spack Brothers is committed to safety during the ongoing pandemic, and they provide online ordering and payment, as well as contact-free pickup. You can learn more about online ordering at their website, www.spackbrothers.com, and you will receive a text message when your food is ready for pickup. For more information, call 412-362-SPAK or visit their website at spackbrothers.com. That's 412-362-7725 or spakbrothers.com. If you are interested in underwriting for WRCT, you can email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities.
Hi, this is DJ Firefly with a message for Richard Whiskey Folk listeners. I invite you to tune in for my show, Couch Dancing. I've got guitars, violins, hand drums, oud, vocal harmonies, and all the irreverent silliness you've come to expect from WRCT. Catch it Wednesdays at 3 p.m. After all that breakfast whiskey, it should sound pretty good.
If a natural disaster comes knocking, how prepared is your family? You can't just close the door on earthquakes, floods, or hurricanes and hope they go away. That's why it's important to make a plan now. Ready.gov/plan has the tools and tips you need to prepare your family for an emergency. So if disaster shows up at your doorstep, you'll be ready. Visit ready.gov/plan and make a plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
As you know, Whiskey Before Breakfast Radio, or the Roots program if you're in Delaware, comes to you from WRCT Pittsburgh. And last night in Pittsburgh, I went to a really great show. Christopher Mark Jones and the Montreal-based poet Bernard Pozier came and played some of the records from their new record, Montreal Encore. They played it live at City of Asylum. And it was great to see Jim Spears on the bass and Jeff Berman on the drums and Brad Yoder on everything. And they very thoughtfully had somebody translating the French into English for yahoos like me. One of the things that we discovered was that poet Bernard Pozier loves to play hockey. So here comes a song that he wrote the words and Christopher Mark Jones did the music for, Hockey Eternité.
C'est un enfant qui joue dans la ruelle. Mille et mille fois, il lance la rondelle dans un filet de hockey imaginaire. Il lance ses comptes en supplémentaire. À son âge, il a tout son temps. Il joue chaque jour avec les autres enfants, et déjoue déjà les plus vieux, avec ses bras levés aux cieux. Dans une ligue semi-professionnelle, mille et mille fois, il lance la rondelle. Il rêve toujours, année après année, de soulever enfin sa coupe Stanley. Dans la force de l'âge, il oublie le temps. C'est une star dans le regard des enfants. Il vit l'illusion de ne jamais être